Welcome, goddesses. It's Kala, and thank you for joining me for this episode 19 of In the Flow of Magic. I love and appreciate you for listening and hope this serves you. This is a short episode, and it is pulled from my YouTube channel. And so if you want to know more about that, head on over to intheflowofmagic.com, episode 19 of the podcast, and you'll see all the info if you want to watch it as a video. I'll be diving right in. So let's get started. And if you are interested in an intuitive reading or finding out more about me and just building that relationship where you can see how I can support you in terms of your well-being and coaching you or working more intermittently, just doing readings to help you through any areas where you might be blocked, where you might be stuck in your growth, I will give it to you straight through the cards, through the goddess cards, and you've probably listened to some of my goddess card readings, going really into the depth, sort of woo-woo meets psychology, because I will tend to tune into what is blocking you. So if you would love to get a personalized reading, head on over to intheflowofmagic.com as well. So I hope you enjoy this episode on how to protect ourselves. It will be in three parts, and take a listen. Namaste.
Guys, it's Kala, and today I just wanted to check in with you briefly, see how you're doing, and catch up a little bit with what I'm doing. But mostly, I wanted to talk about something that's come up for me. I want to say, first of all, thank you if you subscribe to my channel. I really appreciate it, and it's nice. I'm over 1,000, which for me is a lot. I'm, like, very excited about this. I'm a small channel, so thank you for subscribing. So, you know, I mostly focus on, I'm sort of evolving my focus, but it's always been around stress and how to live with anxiety, depression, and yet manifest what you want and what you desire, and to be happy despite that sensitivity, right? So, you know, mostly what, I have some guys watch my channel, but mostly it's women, and I work with women, I say midlife goddesses, prime of life, who are dealing with burnout. Now, obviously that sounds very like a small group, but there are many of us dealing with, like, what is burnout, right? Burnout is stress. And so that's always been the focus of my channel, but how to thrive despite that. Okay. So I'm so glad you're here. So a topic that's come up for me that comes off of that is that as sensitive people, we may need, this is something you want to consider, and I've started doing it. One of my spiritual teachers was talking with us about this, and it's simply the concept of grounding, centering, and shielding, okay? Grounding, centering, and shielding. Okay, so what does that mean? And the idea of doing it every day. Now, it's something I would do if I was going to do certain spiritual practices like shamanic journeying. I would do it. But in a discussion this past weekend, a group of us were discussing with my teacher about the fact that some of the even more experienced shamanic, like spiritual practitioners felt the need, especially with the way the world is now, guys, okay, let's be honest. Wherever you are, even on the spectrum politically, I mean, you're obviously a spiritual person. You're going to be sensitive. There's a lot of stress that's going on. Whether you think it's because of this or because of that, there's a lot of stress coming in on us. So what I'm suggesting is every morning, okay, to pause for a bit, and this is not necessarily separate from meditation, you guys, but it is grounding. I think I'm going to break this out into three videos, actually. It's so funny because spirit, I'm like, what am I going to talk about? And then I just get quiet for a moment, and spirit's like, well, what is happening for you? And then there'll be others who are going through the same thing, right? And always brings me a topic. So let's talk about grounding. So it's a three-part process: ground, center, and shield. So today we're going to talk about grounding. So grounding, and I'm pretty sure I have a meditation on this. I'll put the link below. It's in my members community, which is free until March 31st. Okay, you can join. I'll put the link below, and there is a video that is a meditation that really leads you through this. So to ground means to feel rooted on the earth and balanced, okay? So there are many different ways of doing this, but some of the main ways are, like, think of a tree, right? That beautiful vertical, a tree being, just like us, a human being. There's a sense what you want to ground is you want to send down roots into the earth so that you feel grounded. You feel solidly on the earth. Okay, often spiritual people, we're in our upper chakras, we can feel a little like, that's where woo-woo comes from. And this idea of woo-woo is that we're a little floaty, right? So very important to ground yourself. Like first chakra, then energy down through your legs and into the ground, okay? So briefly, the idea is you could visualize that you're sending down a etheric or an energetic, like, limb down into the earth. Now, for me, interestingly, it's become 40 feet. When I literally feel like I'm on the earth, I imagine, no matter how up I am, I imagine that I'm on the earth, and I go down 10 feet, 20 feet, and I feel 40 feet. For some reason, I feel tapped in. I'll feel energy coming up into my body. So you want to feel rooted into the earth, into Mother Earth Gaia, right? This planet that we're walking on is a living being, okay? The scientists may not be able to sense that, but all spiritual traditions, Africa, South America, Europe, you know, before modernization, every single culture in the world felt that the earth itself was alive, okay? It wasn't just this dead object with living beings on it. It was not inert, okay? And almost universally thought of as a she, as the feminine. So that's grounding. And then you want to also feel that somehow there might be energy coming through your crown chakra, okay? And so one way to think of it is that your there's a chakra right above your head. You could think of it as like your soul star. But just think of it almost like it steps down the energy. So there's a little chakra above your head, and then above that you're going into pure consciousness, and that up through the center of the universe, of our universe. And so you could feel that energy is coming in. It gets adjusted for you. It comes into your body, and it mixes with the energy coming up from the earth, and they mix harmoniously. Okay, those are some ideas about that concept. Okay, and you could feel that in your body, you're pulling in earth energy, and energy is coming down from heaven. Now, this is actually a Taoist idea as well, the idea of this downward energy in our meridians. There's the idea that energy comes down and that there's energy that's flowing up. That is in Chinese medicine coming out of Taoism. So it's this idea, and it's like you're being almost held from both directions, from above and from below. Okay, and you're right in the center, you're connecting spirit down into Mother Earth. So that is grounding. So I'll go through in the next couple videos, okay? So the first step is to get grounded. You could simply, if all that's sort of too complicated, you could simply meditate. Focusing on your first chakra would also help you to feel grounded, and I also have a first chakra video. So the three steps are ground, center, and shield. So I'll go through centering and shielding in the next video. So hope this helps, gives you something to think about, and to try and practice. Leave comments below, questions, comments, and I will see you in the next video, which will be my weekly, which will come out on Saturday. Okay, be well. Namaste.